All right, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and thank you, listener Trung Lee, for showing me this one. I actually saw the story, did not consider it for a shot of the day. Then he sent an email in, and I'm like, this one makes sense. And today we toast 56-year-old Dee Harrison of Suffolk, England. Now, as Dee put it, quote, I was on my way to work and noticed what I thought was something on fire through the trees, unquote. Now, it turns out it was not a fire, but that did not explain why the sky was this beautiful pinkish red. Then it occurred to Dee that only a few weeks ago, a rare display of the Northern Lights dazzled almost all the United Kingdom. So that's when she pulled out her phone and started snapping pictures. And why the hell not? Look, if you're lucky enough to see the Aurora Borealis, take pictures. Ted, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Since I missed it. Anyway, she did snap the pictures. She posted the photos to her Facebook, yeah, commenting, quote, the Aurora. Never seen it before. Well, her excitement was short-lived. When locals commented that the beautiful pink-red skies were not the result of Northern Lights or fires, but the reflection of the LED light units from the local tomato factory used to aid plant growth. And if you look at her pictures,
It legit kind of looks like it.
It looks spectacular. But when you find out what it is, you're like, that's a tomato factory. Just kind of sucks all the excitement out of there. Yeah. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!